This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Library Service receives $130 million donation from Microsoft. Sickle cell disease priority condition for the Ministry of Health. And Prime Minister urges Jamaicans to expose child abusers. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for total logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are HubActive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. The Jamaica Library Service, JLS, has received computer software valued at approximately $131 million from Microsoft Jamaica to boost its information and communications technology capacity throughout the island. The donation, Microsoft's largest to date in the English-speaking Caribbean, includes all Office 2013 Pro Plus applications, comprising Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Access. The applications will be uploaded to the approximately 800 state-of-the-art computers slated to be installed within the next 3 months at all 127 public libraries island-wide and some mobile facilities. This is part of a JLS information technology project entitled JLS, using technology to empower individuals and communities for development.
This donation will therefore help to further enhance the library user's experience through exposure to advanced ICT resources. Through these resources, library users will be provided with training opportunities and other initiatives which will support our two focus areas of digital inclusion and education.
Director General of the Jamaica Library Service, Karen Barton. Ms. Barton was speaking at the software handing over ceremony at the JLS head office on Friday. The government is seeking to strengthen the management of sickle cell disease in all healthcare facilities across the country by 2018. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says sickle cell disease is one of the priority conditions included in the Strategic and National Action Plan for the Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases 2013 to 2018. He says the ministry will place focus on tackling the disease.
The main targets for achieving the objectives are for 100% of pregnant women and newborns to be screened for sickle cell, guidelines completed and published, and 90% of healthcare workers trained in the management of sickle cell disease.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the launch of World Sickle Cell Day at the Faculty of Law Lecture Theatre at the University of the West Indies on Friday, June 19. Meanwhile, sickle cell disease will be added to the National Health Fund, NHF's list of chronic illnesses supported under its health program. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has reiterated her call for Jamaicans to expose known perpetrators of child abuse, even if they're relatives or friends. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says child abuse can only be prevented when families and communities break the culture of silence and tell the police what they know.
Talk before the acts are committed, as well as report what you know when children are abused or murdered. Don't cover up child abuse, whether it is happening in your family or in your community. Don't shield your wife, mother, father, husband, friend, sweetheart, sugar daddy, brother, uncle, neighbor, or friend if that person is hurting a child or inappropriately involved with a child.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the recent Unite for Change National Forum on Youth Violence Prevention at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. She adds that the agencies and institutions that monitor and protect the welfare of children are being strengthened. And government is seeking to amend the Mental Health Act to assist those with mental illnesses and improve services available to them. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says government has spent millions in upgrading facilities at the Bellevue Hospital, the island's premier mental health institution. Dr. Ferguson was speaking at the recently concluded Jamaica Diaspora Conference in Montego Bay. In the meantime, the health minister says government has implemented a number of initiatives to assist the diaspora in donating equipment and other items to the health sector. Among other things, a health and wellness foundation was established in keeping with the Charities Act. Through the work of a diaspora think tank and the newly established Diaspora Advisory Board, a business plan has also been developed. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.